following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, July 9th through Thursday, July 15th, 2021. July 9th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I desire that when you come to the property at any time, but especially for the great prayer event coming up, that your hearts be open to the truth of these messages and all that takes place here. In this way, you can receive the baptism of truth, which I desire to impart to you through the Holy Spirit. It is I who call you here and invite you to partake of the many graces so abundant at this prayer site. Each message pertains in some particular way to each soul. Digest them as your own. To read the messages in such a way is to grow in holiness. Everyone is given the grace needed to believe. Surrender your hearts to the truth. Do not wonder, but believe." A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. July 10th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the depth of your love for me is commensurate with the depth of your trust in me. The deeper your love for me, the deeper your love of my commandments. If you love me, you will desire to keep my commandments. You will, out of love, seek to understand the depth and nuance of each commandment, making certain you are obedient to each one in thought, word, and deed. There is no question whom I choose to share my kingdom with, for they have chosen me through love of my commandments. All are called to love me unconditionally. Few there are who can abandon disordered self-love and obey my commandments without compromise. I await each soul from my throne in paradise. My arms are open, waiting to embrace even the most forgotten in the world. All the soul needs to do is turn to my mercy." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 24. "Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 11th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Your nation was founded upon Christian morality. Currently, it is under evil leadership. Sins have been blanketly approved and accepted by law. The truly righteous man is scoffed at and considered out of touch with the reality of the day. I am giving your nation and the world every opportunity to return to my arms of grace. Your leaders are not listening. My arm of just wrath is only withheld now by the arm of the Holy Mother, who pleads for all of her children still alive in the world today. Your prayers and sacrifices towards the victory of truth are what strengthens the Holy Mother's arms. Do not be lulled into complacent acceptance of all the evils of these times. Never grow weary of praying for the conversion of the heart of the world. I assure you, my paternal heart is moved even by your slightest effort. Believe in the coming of the most evil one, the Antichrist. It is by trickery and deceit he will ascend his throne of evil. Those led by my spirit will not be fooled. The good must unite before the darkest hour, which I now foretell. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 12th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you pray for world peace, your prayer should include a conviction of conscience in the heart of the world. Until mankind can accurately discern good from evil, he will be unable to make righteous decisions that will affect the entire world. The whole reason I have given mankind the Ten Commandments was towards this end. Obedience to all my commandments is the key to world peace. It is necessary that every nuance of each commandment be understood. This is the way to govern your earthly existence. Knowing this carries with it the responsibility to live accordingly. Bring my commandments alive in your daily lives. Be an example to those around you of your efforts in holiness. To do so is to answer my call to a righteous life." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 6 through 7, fullness of life in Christ. "As therefore you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so live in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 13th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "In the world you are given many roadmaps to any desired destination. If you follow with great care the roadmaps you are given, you will not get lost, but safely reach your desired destination. In the spiritual journey on earth, you are also given a map, a way to travel in order to reach heaven. The problem these days is, generally speaking, many do not set their sights on heaven. Many live careless lives, as though they will never be held accountable to me for anything. Hardly any thought is given to afterlife. Many do not even believe in heaven, hell, or purgatory. Disbelief does not change reality. These messages are imparted to you to guide you along the path of salvation, to lead you into heaven by avoiding sin. Once I sent my Son to earth to accomplish this. These days I come to speak to all people, all nations, to draw my children through the door of truth and righteousness. Listen, obey my commandments. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 14th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, every soul that is converted through the power of these messages prolongs the inevitable visit of my wrath upon the earth. That is how important one soul is to me. Each one who lives the essence of these messages is my modern-day apostle and is called to evangelize the heart of the messages, which is holy love. Do not ever think that one soul is unimportant to me. I love each soul as though it was the only one. The apostles did not allow themselves to be discouraged by any unbeliever. Their constant prayer was one of courage, courage to continue on in the face of every danger and impossible circumstance. Everyone who believes and accepts holy love bears the responsibility as an apostle of holy love to evangelize the message. These are the last times in which truth must be upheld and carefully defined. Holy love is your divining rod of truth. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 15th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, your passport to eternal life is strict obedience to every nuance of all 10 of my commandments. Do not look at these commandments only as what you shall now do. See them as an explanation of what you should do in thought, word, and deed. Therefore, keep your speech pure, without slander or calumny or profaning my name. Do not physically harm anyone in thought, word, or deed. Keep your hearts free of all envy, be it another's goods or wife. such envy leads to stealing or even murder. Listen to your guardian angel and allow him to inspire you towards sanctity. If you do all these things out of holy love, you will enjoy eternal life and always live in the truth. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 24. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before Him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. And this is His commandment, that we should believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He has commanded us. All who keep His commandments abide in Him, and He in them. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit which He has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.